This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 2015 Globe Community Awards. Please welcome to the stage your host, Hannah Gadsby.
Hello. Did you miss me? Shut up. Hush. Hush your gums. Pay me the respect I deserve. Yeah, that's about right. A few claps. Brilliant. We've got lots of awards to get through. Don't forget to put your bids on the silent auction. Do something with that. If you missed out the instructions for the centrepiece auction, then you're probably rude. No, just put some money in the envelope. It's a wedding. The first award for the post-popcorn cheesecake part of the evening is for the Artist of the Year.
And the Artist of the Year finalists are Mama Alto, cabaret performer. Lisa Daniel, former Melbourne Queer Film Festival director. And Peter Waypole's Crown Artist.
Artist of the Year, sponsored by The Cullen, Lisa Daniel.
Clearly there's been some mistake. I would have sworn the sports award was mine. Since I left Queer Film, I've been solo table tennis, you know, board up practicing, and I'll be very upset if I don't get that sports award. So, first, apologies to the actual artists nominated for the award. Apologies. I'm so sorry. I cannot even draw a stick figure, so it's mortally embarrassing to be up here. Anyway, I've only got about 30 seconds left. Look, festivals are team sports, and I would like to thank the various boards, sponsors, punters, audiences, patrons, staff across the last 17 years that I was involved with the festival. Also, thanks to the festival's principal. Also, thanks to the festival's principal partner, City of Melbourne. Thanks to The Globe for making up this award and just tacking me on there. Awesome. Could you have cleaned it, polished it a little bit? It's got a bit of fingerprint on it. She's an artist. Yes. So, yes, thank you very much. Very embarrassed. And, yes, thank you. Cheers.
Congratulations, Lisa. The next award is for Sports Person of the Year. Sorry, Lisa.
The 2015 Globe Community Award nominees or finalists for Sports Person of the Year are Neil Giles from the Melbourne Frontrunners. From the Yarra Glen Football and Netball Club, Jason Ball. From Melbourne Chargers, Ian Abbott. And from the Melbourne Spikers, Noel DeLeon.
Before I announce the winner for Sports Person of the Year, I would like to just make mention of last year's winner of Sports Person of the Year, John Marriott, member of the Glamourhead Sharks Aquatics, and won, basically, I'm going to paraphrase this, a shit ton of swim things. Unfortunately, we've lost a great member of our community, and John Marriott passed away. And from this year on, Globe are going to be calling this award the John Marriott Sports Person of the Year. The winner. Congratulations, Jason Ball.
I would firstly like to thank Jill Stark from the Sunday Age, who told my story 3 years ago and has told the stories of many people in the LGBTI community over the years. You're a champion for our community, and we all thank you. I would like to thank Dean Beck from Joy 94.9 for having me on the station every second week. I would like to thank my teammates from the Yarra Glen Football Club, who, for me, are the real heroes of my story. I was invited to lead Pride March in 2013, which was a real honour, but I think the real heroes of that were my teammates from Yarra Glen who came and marched by my side. I think if I could say one thing to any elite athletes who are out there who might be in the closet, and we know that they are out there, my message to you is don't be afraid to be who you are, because you'll be surprised how accepting other people will be if you give them the chance. And you might find that your coming out will change the lives of a lot of young people, because sport has such a powerful hold on our culture in Australia, and to make waves in that space will make a whole lot of difference. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations, Jason. Hopefully there's a few closeted elite sportsmen in the room that took that message. I'm a closeted elite athlete. No one knows just how good I am at golf. Not even me. The next award!
And now the Straight Ally of the Year Award, sponsored by IBM. The finalists are Dr. Edwina Wright for her work at the forefront of HIV medicine research. Jan Farrell, Geelong counsellor and advocate for social justice for the LGBTIQ community. And Elsa Ramson, volunteering in the GLBTI community, in particular to support those living with HIV.
Edwina Wright. The next award this evening is for Volunteer of the Year, and there's a shit ton of them.
For his role at the Melbourne Queer Film Festival as the longest standing volunteer liaison, Mr. Jason Ngam. In his 10th year as volunteer for the Midsummer Festival, Alan Drummond. For her role as volunteer founder of several organisations to support GLBTI people to form connections and friendships, Natalia Dewania. And as a committed and long-standing volunteer with the Victorian AIDS Council, Greg and his mother, Carol Friday, were sadly lost to the Germanwings flight 9525 tragedy in March 2015. Greg Friday.
Before I announce the winner, I'd just like to just say again that this community pretty much runs on the back of volunteers. Thank you to one and all. The winner for Volunteer of the Year, Greg Friday.
I'm Greg's father, and this is his sister, Alex. I'm very proud to receive this award on Greg's behalf. He was terrific fun. He volunteered in lots of organisations, and it was only after we lost him that we realised how much he did for so many people. I have a few more things to say, but I'd like to ask Simon Ruth, who's here from the Victorian Age, just to say some things that Greg did with the Victorian. The other things that he did in a volunteer fashion were powerhouse groups and Lord Summer Camp. He volunteered with them. And when he was at Monash University studying mechanical engineering, he was instrumental, as far as I can understand, in forming a group called GLEAM, the Gay and Lesbian Engineers at Monash University. And they're just three things I'll...
Greg Friday volunteered for us for many years. He was the face of the Young and Gay program for many years in the face of one of our campaigns. He was a dedicated volunteer who changed the lives of many young gay men and queer kids in Victoria. VAC is all about community and we're all about family, and Greg certainly was a member of our family and he's sorely missed, and wherever Greg and Carol are right now, we send them love and we miss them dearly.
The next award is for MCB People's Peaceful War. Yeah, that deserves more.
The MCB People's Choice Award finalists are Dr. Graham Willett for his work with Victoria's LGBTI community, Chris Jameson, presenter and volunteer music director of Joy 94.9, and Jacob Thomas, social entrepreneur.
The People's Choice, Graham Willett.
Left their notes, I could just read off them. I have to say, I honestly didn't expect this. And then when Hannah said, "Can I speak for a minute?" I threw away 27 pages of spontaneously prepared notes. So I thought I might offer you this. December the 1st, 1972, Melbourne's first ever gay liberation march. Started in the old city square, marched through the streets, disrupting traffic, shocking children, scaring the horses, and then passing Myers in a sort of excess of enthusiasm. A bunch of them broke away and rushed into Myers. Men started trying on the makeup at the makeup stalls. Same-sex couples started trying out the beds in the bedding section. You'll notice as we leave, we pass the bedding section. You might want to reenact this great moment. This and thousands of other stories like it exist in the Australian Lesbian and Gay Archives, which is where I've been doing most of my work for the last several years. Yes. An organisation that exists entirely on volunteer labour and the membership fees. And I want to thank the committee, the current committee and all those who've gone before, the volunteers, the members, the people who give us the materials, the people who share their stories. I want to thank Globe for making this possible. I want to thank MCV for this particular award. I have been a friend of MCV from before it existed. I was a friend of MSO. I was a friend of Outrage. A little while, but we won't get that. I was a friend. There's some people who know their history. I was a friend of Gay Community News. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. I accept it on behalf of the Archives and all of the thousands of volunteers who over 45 years now have made this community, starting with literally a handful of people, into the extraordinary, vibrant and effective and moving our community that it is. Thank you very much.
Congratulations, Graham. Who won the Tolbarone? We've got one more award. And this is for Globes. That's this event. Globes GLBTI Person of the Year. The nomination. Finalists. Have we got the video or something? Yeah.
Are we not welcoming our Commissioner Rowena Allen to the stage?
Oh, I forgot. Sorry,
just
Rowena.
Saying.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
I mean, she's right.
Ladies
there.
And gentlemen, will you please welcome Victoria's Sexuality and Gender Commissioner, Rowena Allen. It's all right, we know who's MC next year.
And the finalists are, thanks, Dean.
And the finalists for 2015 Victorian GLBTI Person of the Year are, for his work as the GLBTI advocate and the first Australian rules footballer ever to come out as gay, Mr. Jason Ball. For her work as the CEO of Project Rocket, a youth-driven movement to stop bullying, hate and prejudice, and for her work on the Minus 18 board, Ms. Lucy Thomas. And for her long-standing transgender and bisexual advocacy, the Executive Officer of Transgender Victoria, Sally Goldner.
It is my great honour to announce the 2015 Globe Award winner, the LGBT Person of the Year, goes to Sally Goldner. Happy birthday, Sally.
Just as well, I did the 6-day urban canter intensive last month, so I now know how to breathe. Now, earlier we heard about 1 minute, but as people know, I'm a hashtag microphone fetishist. On 3CR and speaker and all that sort of thing. So, and Hannah's now staying away from me. But I mean, this is the equivalent of the sort of gold Logie. But unlike another Gold Logie winner, I won't be doing that famous Bert Newton line. I'd like to thank the love of my life, and I'd like to thank Patty as well, because that joke doesn't work if you're polyamorous. Ooh. Lyle Shelton from the Christian lobby is tapping into us, and he's just had a heart attack for hearing that word. Seriously, thank you to all the judges, very, very much appreciated. Thank you to Globe for a free ticket. And it was, seriously, underpaid community activist. And that is appreciated. Thank you for throwing a very big queer party on the night of my 50th birthday. Much appreciated. The serious thank you. Thank you to the friends and supports over many years. Earlier this year was the 20th anniversary of coming out, and I organised a dinner with those people, and they, as soon as I'm not fashion and send out email, not a Facebook event. Not like when Tony Abbott handed in his resignation to the Prime Minister and apparently sent a telegram. I just flew the cross partisanship. It was interesting. Anna Brown won the Labor, the State Premier Award, and Sean Mulcahy won the Opposition Leader Award, which proves that the GLBTI community can be partisan. But, both conveners of the Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby. I had a small celebration, and that was just a really nice, quiet event. This one's just been a bit bigger. But I do want to thank all those friends and supports and a lot of people who have helped me through all the parts of my community involvement. Sorry, Hannah. I knew you when you were a little comedian in raw comedy.
I was never little.
that was a dad joke. Anyway, but, And thank you, Ro, for presenting the award. Great to have people of all genders here. But I do seriously want to thank all the people who have helped me in my community involvement throughout the early advocacy days. I'm who are quietly off doing their thing now. Kenton Miller, Janet Dukes, Kayleen White, to a dear friend, John Jennings, from the days Joy 94.9 and for all time's sake, I'm going to say sensational. No one else remembers that now. Sorry, I just gave my age away. To all my colleagues over the years at Transgender Victoria, one of whom is here tonight, Brenda Appleton. And great to see the chair of the Department of Premier and Cabinet Working Group. It's great to see trans people, trans and gender diverse people way up there. I don't care. I do want to thank Fonna, Lucy and Jason. Jason came up to me over earlier and said that he honestly thought I deserved to win, which is very sports person like of him, much appreciated. Congratulations to all finalists. The serious bits, I do like this wacky tram city and the state that surrounds it. I think we have something good going here by anyone's standards in terms of this community. Suppose it has been, in the words of Hunters and Collectors, a short song but a hell of a journey. Doesn't seem that long ago I felt like I was a baby queer, and now I feel like a bit of an elder statesman, so to speak. And in that light, I want to thank the people who gave me a hand, and I want to dedicate this award to diversity within diversity.
Ladies and gentlemen, your 2015 LGBTI okay. Person of the Year, Sally Goldner.
Thank you, Sally. I mean, an absolute legend with a lot of people to thank, but more people to thank her. Oh, I've got another job. Can you believe it? It's not an award. Please, before I do my other job, a round of applause for every single winner this evening. Sally, happy birthday. And just generally, congratulations to everyone involved in the community. Globe, wonderful job. I'd like to ask the judges on to the stage. Please thank the judges for all the hard work and hard decisions they had to make. And that brings us to the end. The end, where you can just keep getting smashed. And please thank Globe and me. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, please enjoy the hospitality here at the Meyer Mural Hall. Thank you for attending the 2015 Globe Awards. Continue to have a fun night and dance the night away with DJ Mike Evans.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.